Ty England got a very busy day. Got a check before scratchings. Is he still strong? He's lost Loose Goose.
Yeah, he's lost Loose Goose, but he's had a busy week.
Yeah, he has. Morning to you, Ty.
Yep.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Good, Ty. What were we going to say, Mike?
I was just going to thank Ty for last night. Tumultuous.
Oh, geez.
Very welcome.
Don't send cards, send money.
I would, but I get into trouble. Very good ride. Thank you, buddy.
No, you're welcome, mate. He's a tricky one, that's for sure.
Yeah, what?
You've had a busy week, but you've ridden a few winners.
Yeah, it's been good. I've had a few winners, which is very helpful, but within the last couple of weeks, I've had great support from big trainers, and I've been able to get a bit better rides, and I'm capitalising with it at the moment.
Well, race one today, pretty fast, nice pickup ride for Team Snowden. 2 for 2 this prep.
Yeah, going well. She's doing everything right. She jumps well. She puts herself up on the speed, and she's been proven too hard to run down. So I think there's a bit of speed in this race. So I don't know if we're going to either lead or sit outside. I think Easy Eddie, so it shows speed as well, which is drawn inside, but I think I'll just sum that up after we go a few strides, and I don't want to be taking each other on and both burning our candles too early, but I'll be aggressive out, straight to a normal pattern and work it out from there.
Race 2, Rosa Carolina, she was good the other day, and gets a cosy run here.
Yeah, she went super. I think the soft gate is very important with her. You can just find your spot without doing any work. But I found the other day, not that I'd give her a squeeze, but I just let her roll into it. And just when we found our position and the pace, I just had to bring her back a fraction, sort of popped her head up a few times. So I'll be wary of that today. I don't want to be too aggressive. But I was disappointed the other day because the way we shot through and the feel that she gave me, I thought I had the race won, but we had a pretty smart one just in behind us and picked us up the last couple of strides. So, I think she'll run really well again today.
Race 3, Karzov looks a good ride now that he's broken back through.
Yeah, he I thought it was a super win the other day. He had a nice soft run in behind, but he showed good determination to try and, obviously get his head down on the line, and it was a good little battle. So, looking at the gate, we'll probably be back a little bit to his normal pattern. And, if he improves any off that win, I think he'll be hard to beat in this as well.
Federal Barrier 1, he likes the track and distance, and hopefully from that draw he settles in front of a few more than normal.
Yeah, I think they'll roll along a little bit. Good speed, soft gate. Probably banking on, rolling into it at the right time, getting off the rail if we have to, just to get some clear room. But I thought his run was super the other day. Made up good ground. I think the bit of form coming out of the race with his other stable mate that finished in front, come out and won that race at Hawkesbury, the Ladies' Day Cup. So that boosts my confidence a little bit.
Yeah. You continue your association with this very promising horse, Interlocutor.
I've got a little bit of a man crush on him at the moment. He's just a horse. He's classy to look at. He's classy to ride. And, he's obviously winning well. So, nice big future. Good race for him. Comes in good at the weights. I can't say much more about him than what I've already said. He's just, he's going about his business, doing it the right way, and they're just placing him well. So, I'm excited to ride him again today.
It can be tricky, there's only 5 runners left in it now. It can be tricky sometimes in these 5-horse fields, when to make a move, when not to make a move. And is he pretty straightforward to ride?
I wouldn't say straightforward. You can overdo it. I remember going back last prep, I took off at Scone way too early due to lack of pace and me, not being able to sort of keep him in amongst them. And I thought I'd do the right thing and just let him stroll into it. But he ended up getting rolled that day. But I think he's learned a little bit more this prep. He's chilled out a bit. He's, a bit easier to ride for me. But, who knows, what can happen. If he gets a bit revved up and sees a bit of daylight, they go too slow, it's not going to help him. But I think he's a more mature racehorse, this prep.
Race 7, Dubio, have you first up for a new stable? Have you had anything to know anything about this fella?
No, haven't known. Yeah, I don't know much at all. So, drawn an awkward gate. I'll sit down and watch a couple more replays this morning before we leave. But, yeah, I can't tell you much about it right now.
And Kinchasi in the last, another one for Godolphin.
Yeah, she went well the other day. She's had a trial since, just on the Visco, so that's, you don't want to sort of read into that Visco form too much. Doesn't really tell you anything, but I thought the first up run was good. She's drawn a nice enough gate to be finishing off strong again. So that was a pretty classy little field with White Moss winning that race. Yeah, should be a good day.
Okay, well, let's hope you can finish off what's been a good week.
Yeah, hope so, mate. It would be a good thrill.